getting to the, let's call it practice, of not fooling yourself quite so easily, quite so habitually.
Is it necessary to find out why you're suffering? Or can you just turn around and go towards a brighter day, focus on what you do want?
You can drop the whole thing in 1 second.
That's what I mean, just go 180 and say goodbye.
You can drop.
It seems like a possibility.
It's an absolute possibility. You can drop the whole thing in 1 second, or you can come at it from endless other directions.
But is it necessary? But the question is,
I understand the question.
It seems like we're spending a lot of time over here trying to figure out why we're suffering instead of just going, why? What makes me happy?
When you say drop the whole thing in 1 second, do you mean drop it never to be picked up again? Or not?
Yes.
Once you want to suffer some more, then you can pick it up again.
You're free to do that.
But are you saying that's possible in a literal time second? In other words, if you have a realization deeply enough, then that's going to be it.
Doesn't even have to be a realization that's deep enough if you just drop the whole thing.
You're saying a person has the ability to do that?
Absolutely.
Would that ability, though, have preconditions of a certain amount of awareness?
No. The precondition is you're willing to drop every idea you have.
I'd just like to make some comment, because recently I pick up a couple more other habits that is contrary to popular demands, I guess. I smoke a lot of weeds, and I drink a lot, too. And I realize when I smoke weed, somehow my mind, it just drop off. I mean, I study meditations, you know, Vipassana, Zen. I mean, you know, I can go retreat for 30 days and just no talking to me, not talking. But this weed and this alcohol, just for some reason, my mind just drop off, like flower, you know, like the petals of a rose, you know, just fall off, in the springtime, you know, it just. But I also realize that if for somebody else, this drug or alcohol can create great violence, great desire, great ambition, or great sensual fulfillment, you know. But for me, it's just I find the weed. I mean, my friend got it for me, and he had certain medical conditions, but I don't have any medical conditions, except maybe I smoke too much.
Did you bring enough to share?
Wait a while.
But I find the weed is just tremendous. But I realize the addiction can be more.
So that's the answer, everybody. Go on.
So I guess that's my little suffering.
I was trying to understand what you exactly mean by the dropping and not picking up again. To me, that's the most outlandish and unrealistic of all the projected
I didn't even say it. I didn't even say it. You did.
Well, I'll ask again, just so to be clear of what I want to know about what you're saying. What I heard you say was that you can drop every idea that you have. I don't know if you know if you qualified that, whether it's about yourself or the world or any idea, in a second. Did you say that much? That much I thought I heard before.
Well, the problem is, no matter what I say or how I clarify it, you're not going to do it.
But if I understood it more,
That's why you're not going to do it.
Why is that? Because I don't understand it?
No, because you have a precondition. First, I have to understand it, then I'll do it.
You're saying, do something I don't understand. That's your recommendation.
I'm saying, whatever way I explain it to you, you'll come up with a precondition that...